Kane.
Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm Chip Gibson, the tree hugger, and it's thundering and raining outside here in the outside the studios in ATL. So hopefully the weekend is supposed to be nice, and hopefully shortly we'll be receiving a call from some of our folks that are up in up at Jamaica Bay. The weather looks good up there. There's Red Raider. And hopefully the Hammerhead will be calling in here pretty soon and we can get some live reports and have them roam around and talk to some of the Wolf Pack and our friends up there. So chat room, Lozier, Mr. Lozier, and the Red Raider Angler is joining us from Texas. So, Mr. Lozier, I got you some stickers. I'll be putting them in the mail Saturday morning. I get over to the post office. That's about the only time I go to the post office anymore. The mail stickers to people. Wish you could just scan them and send them, you know. But doesn't work that way. Anyhow, let's see what's going on in the world. The Jamaica Bay Tourney up there in New York is getting ready to kick off. Folks will be arriving. Like I said, we should be getting a call from some folks up there. City of Ash and all of them are headed up that way, so hopefully we'll get some live reports in here pretty soon. Casey Rush says that Midwest Kayak Fishing Forum is back up and running, and they've got some information on a tournament that they're going to be putting out. So y'all check that out. Also, I believe, I don't know, tell me, Mark, is Appomattox doing an event this weekend? You guys had a couple of events that are going on this weekend. Chris talking about tonight, so we need to figure out some sort of a whiteboard system for broadcast hosts so that we can make sure that we cover everything. You know, folks just put notes up. I didn't see an app that would work on the Facebook page. So, speaking of Facebook page, you guys are listening to the podcast, or if you're a regular listener and you haven't done so yet, go over to our Facebook page, Kayak Fishing Radio, and hit the like button there, and that way there you'll be kept in touch with whenever something's going on. A couple of guests there in the chat room, WRO Demo Day, all right. So the Loziers will be headed out for that this weekend. But like our face on Pagebook, if sometimes I also post things on Twitter. I tweet on Kayak Fishing Radio. There's only so many letters you can have, so it's KAYAKFISHN Radio, Kayak Fishing Radio on Twitter. We do that there too. So, in fact, you know who else is supposed to be calling us tonight? Is a friend of ours, Jerry from PaddlingFan.com. She should be calling in. She's got a way for you to maybe win a gift certificate over at Austin Kayak. So, and there's Chris joining us in the chat room. If you're a guest and you're in the chat room, just use your Facebook page, log in, hit the login button, and then hit refresh. Come back to kayakfishingradio.com/live, and it should put you in. You can interact with everybody in the chat room. That's right. Guys are in the same room. We need to get you hooked up with a mixer so that you can put it all in. USB mixer, plug right into one computer. You can have two microphones and a couple of headsets, and you guys can sit in the same room and even like hold hands or something if you're still into that. So. But anyways, we got Mr. Becker and Robert are on their way back home, and they're listening in. They're here, sitting here in Buzzard Row, but they're on the yuck. They're listening in, so key and see road noise. Nope. right. So it's kind of light tonight. Where are my callers? I tried calling Hammerhead. Hopefully he has made it safely to Jamaica Bay. I have to look, though, because I thought that Appomattox was doing something this weekend. I heard Andrea said that she was going to join us tonight. Let's see, what do they got going? Upcoming events. Appomattox River Company. Not in public. No PDA, right? For the Losers. That's why they have separate kayaks. June 9th is their super demo day over at paddleva.com, Appomattox River Company. They're going to join us out at the Boondoggle, right? Hopefully we'll get to meet Andrea and some of the other folks from Appomattox River. So, and speaking of Boondoggle.
Boondoggle, Boondoggle, Boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
That's right. The other site, yachtangler.com/boondoggle or kayakfishingradio.com/boondoggle, and that'll give you some insight into what the boondoggle is. Our next boondoggle coming up, we're coming up on about 4 months out. So October 5 through 8. We'll be headed out and joining up at First Landing State Park in Virginia Beach. We're going to get to meet the Losers and Kayak Kevin and Rob Choi and some of Chris's favorite folks. We got to meet the Toms. Both the Toms going to be at the Boondoggle, I hope. Or would that be dangerous, like crossing the streams? So. Yeah, Wheeler's fine. He had some technical difficulties last night. Power went out at his place, so we didn't get on. Yes, both Toms, Chris says, they'll be joining us at the Boondoggle. So last I looked, there was a couple of cabins left. In fact, I think Redfish Chuck was supposed to reserve a cabin today is what he said. So hopefully we'll see Redfish Chuck at the Boondoggle up there, First Landing State Park. It's a fun time. We've had some good ones in the past. Our previous one, the most recent one, was on we do it President's Day weekend and Columbus Day weekend. So we were down in Chokoloskee Island Park, just outside of the Everglades there, South Florida. It was a great time. We had about 55 folks on a Saturday night for good old low country boil and lots of kayaks and lots of good people. And we just had a great time. So the KOA campground just outside of, isn't that near Oceana there, Virginia Beach? The KOA campground, Virginia Beach, also has some cabins if you don't like sleeping on the ground, which I don't. So I've already got my cabin reserved. And, yes, Chris says yes and comments. Yes, comments. Both Toms. All right. Where's the, there's First Landing State Park, Virginia Beach. And we go to, you just Google First Landing State Park and cabin rental. There it is. Camping and reservations. Takes you over to Reserve America, and you put your dates in there, 5 October, right? 5 October, 4 nights, search. It looks like we've got 2 cabins remaining and some campsites. There's a tent site. Oops, and that's about it. So looks like it's ask you something you can say no to. Does Mark ever catch more fish than you? How's that? There goes the delay button and should come up no, right? Mark's not even responding. There it is. No. Okay. All right. So, anyways, well, again, we're waiting on our roving reporter, our man in the field, Greg Crisp, the Hammerhead, to to call in from the Jamaica Bay tournament. We had him on last year for the tournament. It's a good tournament. They do it up Jamaica Bay right outside the airport there. It's an interesting little fishery. I'd hoped to make it up this year, but it didn't happen. Mr. Becker's pushing the button there. What's up, man?
Hey, I just wanted to, before we get home here, as long as the road noise isn't too bad, wanted to add one more thing to the current events for this weekend.
Okay.
The Tampa Bay Chapter of Heroes on the Water has an event scheduled for this Saturday. We've got something like 15 people total that are going to be out for this thing. At the southern end of the Pinellas Skyway Bridge, launch at about 8 o'clock in the morning. And we're transitioning right into a paddlefishing.com paddle-in that's supposed to start around 10. So we're hoping for a big crowd. If you're listening, you're down in the South Shore area, either you want to come out and lend a hand or paddle around with the folks from Heroes on the Water, or you just want to come out and hang out and get your face seen, stop down there around 10:30 at the rest area on the south end of the Sunshine Skyway Bridge between Pinellas and Bradenton County at the south end of Tampa Bay. And looks to be a good time. The weather's going to be nice. Should be plenty of redfish and trout out there, maybe a snook or two. So
there might even be a tarpon roaming around there, too.
There might even be a tarpon rolling around. It's a great spot. And both Junior and I will be out there for both events. So we're looking forward to it.
On that south side, too, that's a good spot. There's that one little – there's like a little fishing pier alongside, like an old bridge.
Yep, that's just the other side. We'll be on the Joe's Island side.
Yeah, and that's a good spot to hit with your cast net there. A lot of white bait hanging out right around that bridge. Get some white bait, chunk some out, you know, squeeze them a little bit, make them dizzy, throw them out, get those snook all excited.
You're not right.
I'm not ashamed to say I will chunk live bait in a heartbeat.
That's one of your more endearing qualities, actually.
That's right, man. You know what? Real fish eat live food.
Yeah, they do. I've never seen one that got fat eating plastic, so.
No. I don't care how biodegradable that gulp is. you throw out something live there, and they'll go after it. So your shoulder, you got cleared hot to roll in with some paddle work there, man?
I absolutely did. I got it in writing last weekend from the therapist that she thought I should try it.
Uh-huh.
Robert and I got out of the bay, and you saw one of the pictures. I just played caddy and kept the tiny trout out of his way.
Right.
Robert was able to hook up on, among other things, almost 24-inch redfish that had 21 spots.
That was really a sweet-looking red there.
Yeah, it was. It was very nice. So we let that one go to go out and make more baby redfish with bunches of spots. So
lots of spots. That's right. And was Robert in the tarpon?
Yes, he was. That was the first official expedition in the tarpon. And I got him out into the pond a little bit in the backyard, but I'm happy to say that I actually had to paddle my kayak to keep up with him. So he did real well.
That's awesome, man. How you like that? How you like that tarpon, Robert?
Well, the paddle's great.
The paddle's great.
It's very stable.
Yeah, you can stand up in it.
In and out.
Cool.
Well, I haven't tried that yet, but it's great for getting in and out.
Uh huh.
It's got locker room for storage and stuff.
Got those little net pockets on the side for you to put stuff in?
Yep.
Very cool.
Overall,
man.
It's a great boat.
It's a great boat, man, and it's a great fisherman using that boat. We're glad to see that.
Thanks.
All right, buddy.
All right.
I got another caller here. Are you fixing the transition there, Mr. Becker?
Yeah, we're about the 60 seconds out. So we'll go back to mute mode. We'll pick it back up on the computer inside. Thanks for having us on, Chip.
All right, man. We'll see you in a few. And area code 954. Hello.
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 Chip.
Yes, this is Chip.
This is Paddling Fan, Jerry.
It's Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
How are you?
I'm good. You?
Good. Real good.
It's thunderstorming here.
You know, it's been doing that here for about 3 weeks now. Have not been able even to get out on the water, so it's been frustrating.
Frustrating. Did you go out and use that new bait caster?
Yes, I did. I did, and I love it. I absolutely love it. You know, everybody said, you're going to have trouble with that, you know, and I practiced in the yard and in the street, and you know, I have trouble if there's wind.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to watch out and kind of, even if it's a little breeze, you know, it's just enough to catch that bait and, you know, snarl you up there.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And your method of getting rid of the bird's nest works.
Well, it's not mine, but I'm more than glad to pass it on to people because that's the only way that I was able to get used to using a bait caster was to be able to get the bird's nest out of them. The backlashes are horrible. But that method works.
Yeah. It does work. It really you still have to have patience, but it does work.
Yeah. But those bait caster is really a nice piece of gear. You can also, once you get a little used to it, then you could try flipping with it and stuff like that. It's really a pretty versatile gear.
I do the sidearm cast, you know, mostly.
Uh-huh.
I try and do the overhead. You know, I'm trying to do different. But yeah, I get messed up on that. I gotta practice that in the yard before I do that when I'm out fishing.
Right. Okay, so
I got one now.
We've been chit-chatting here, and everybody's like wondering, who is Jerry? Jerry is from paddlingfan.com, and she's joining us tonight because she's got some very interesting stuff. I know everyone likes to get some freebies or something, or at least get the opportunity to get some freebies. So how can they do that, Jerry?
Well, we have a survey going on for paddlers right now and kayak anglers, and you can take the survey. Austin Kayak is sponsoring us, and they've been kind enough to give us several gift certificates for paddling gear on their website, any kind of gear that they sell. And we have four $50 gift certificates to four different people that we'll give away. Just kind of a random drawing for people who fill out the survey. And you can find the survey on paddlingfan.com, right on the homepage. You'll see the link right there. If you take the survey, it's only 20 questions, take about 5 minutes, and you'll be entered into the contest.
And I did mine, but I did not enter into the contest because my mad raffle skills, I would win all of your goodies there. So.
Oh, you win a lot, huh? Well, I win too. I won that really nice kayak seat at the Boom.
You did. Battle. How is that working out? Have you tried that?
I absolutely love it. It's
really
great. You know, funny thing is that my husband had bought me a new kayak seat for Christmas. So then in February, I won this one, you know, and I'm like, this is a gel seat. This is a squish, you know, so it's even better. You can have my new one for Christmas. I'm taking this one.
Just regifting, a little regifting there.
Regifted it back to him, yeah.
There you go. All right. And you have a Outback, right?
Right. Yeah.
And it fits okay in there?
Oh, yeah. It's perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. I think it would fit any kayak.
Oh, yeah. So it's a good seat. And I think with some input from those of us that met Nate on there in the Chukalowski, I think they've got a better system that works, too. So at least.
Yeah. And I have to get the upgraded seat, right?
You got the upgraded one. You got the top of the line there. So.
Oh, I do?
Yeah,
oh,
you do.
Okay. I thought they were making modifications on that one.
No, they were going to make the changes based on our input from being down there at the Boondoggle. So I haven't seen that yet. And I've only seen a couple of things from Nate. I guess he had too much fun and they put him back to work. So Anyway, so yeah, Jerry is the owner and operator over there at paddlingfan.com. It's a cool little website. I love your alligator. And
yeah, it's growing. I mean, we've got a few trails on there. Just so that people know, you know, we're in Florida, so we're trying to document all of the trails you can paddle and places to fish and stuff like that in Florida. If you're not in Florida, it's not going to help you out too much, but you can look at some cool pictures and things. So
right. So can users go onto your site and add routes and things like that?
Not yet. That's our next phase. I'm trying to get that technology working. We're going to have a forum where people can talk to each other and upload pictures if they want, add comments to trails, and give their experiences, which I think will make it a lot more exciting. But it is a cool site to look at.
It is.
I mean, it's very professional. It's very well done. I have some programmer friends that are pretty handy with the computer, so
they've done a nice job. And so, how do they access the questionnaire again?
Right on the homepage of paddlingfan.com.
Okay. And they do that and fill it out, about 20 questions there, and then they can enter their information for a chance to win a gift certificate from Austin Kayak.
That's right.
That's cool. And who do you know over at Austin Kayak?
Is it Roland? He's the marketing person over there. Mm-hmm. I've met him on Twitter, so we talk on Twitter.
Yeah, he's kind of like you. He spends more time on Twitter. I would always send him stuff, Facebook invites to show up to the show and everything. And the other day I got a little message from him on Facebook. It says, "Hey, Chip, I just created this account about a year ago, and I see you sent me a bunch of messages and invites to the show."
Well, he's got like 8,000 followers on Facebook, and I don't even think he's got 1,000 on Twitter. So he's got a lot more people on Facebook. So I don't know.
Well, now that's on the Austin Kayak. I was sending him stuff on his account at Roland at ACK.
He's online a whole lot more than he is on his email. That's
right.
Sure.
Yeah. So, he's been on before, and good guys. If I was in the Texas area, I don't know, Red Raiders over there. I would certainly look them up, Austin Kayak, and those guys have some really good customer service, and they helped me out a couple of times with some parts for kayaks and stuff. So,
yeah, they're a good group. In fact, one of the survey questions asks, where do you purchase your gear? And a lot of people purchase from Austin Kayak. So I'm going to have to let them know that. They'll see the results of the survey. So.
Right. They won. They were first place last year in the Kayak Angler's Choice Awards for Kayak Outfitter, with a close second of Sun Jammers. Brad Stevens placed there in Panama City. So, So I think Brad is more storefront, and Austin is it's like they've kind of got the market on online ordering and stuff. So but they do a pretty good job. They've had some really huge events over there. I've seen some of the postings that they've done and stuff. And Roland and them are real nice folks. So
yeah, they've got a big following.
Yeah,
and they're very active.
They are, but he doesn't get enough time to fish.
No. He's doing events more than he is anything else. That's got to suck. I guess that happens when you go full-time into what you love.
Right.
You never have time anymore to do what you love.
Yeah. That's when you just have to quit work and retire.
That's right.
That's right. And get ready to do that one of these days. So, I have no clue where my folks from Jamaica Bay are. They must be out fishing or something. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, well, good. I have a kayak chat to go to on Twitter in a little bit here.
Okay.
So,
kayak chat on Twitter.
Yeah, 9 o'clock on every Thursday night, everybody from all over gets on and starts talking about paddling and whatever. It's not really fishing related, it's more paddling, but there's a lot of fish. There's a lot of fishermen out there too.
Yeah. And that's in your site is a lot more paddling than it is fishing.
It's a lot more paddling, yes.
Than it people is in fishing, those long, skinny tippy boats.
No, believe it or not, mostly sit on top and a lot of really. The long, skinny, tippy boats are snooty people. Sorry if anybody out there has one of
those. Do you know those long, skinny, tippy boats, when you get the hang of it, you really can move. You can cover some ground. In
yes,
those rascals.
You can. Yeah, I wouldn't want to race them.
No. Chris Lozier, our Tuesday night she's kind of like the main host. She doesn't let people know, but Mark is really the co-host. But she just said she finished her survey, so...
Great. Awesome.
Outstanding. Dee Dee Olson has just said you have a great site. Remember Dee Dee from, he's one of our Charleston.
Yes, I do. He also did the survey, I know it.
Yes. He has also finished his survey, so. Well, great, Jerry.
I will let you go and get back to your show and.
And if somebody wanted to listen in or participate in the Twitter discussion for paddling, they would just like, what do they hashtag paddling or something like that? How does that work?
They hashtag kayak chat, all one word.
Hashtag kayak chat, all one word, and you can join in on the Twitter discussion. That's Thursdays.
From all over. Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right, Jerry. It's good to hear from you.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right, you take care. We'll talk to you later. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was Jerry from paddlingfan.com. You guys go check it out and do the survey, and you can be entered to win a little prize gift certificate there from Austin Kayak. Great bunch of folks over there. If they don't have it, I don't know who does. Yeah, Chris, I'd get you in trouble. So, I don't know what's going on. My folks from Jamaica Bay are just not producing here. I've got no calls incoming. Dee Dee Olson, tell us about your give me a call, Dee Dee. You could call in at 714-816-4727. Tell me how the Jack's kayak tournament went. Give you a second to give me a call. He's in the same house now. we have events. We have broadcasts Monday through Thursday. And our Tuesday night hosts are the Double L crew from Virginia Beach, Mark and Chris Lozier. And a great bunch of folks. Mark's just getting beat down, man. Just dogpiled on. So, Dee Dee, give us a call. He's calling in right now. We're going to get we'll at least get some feedback from the Jack's Classic. So I know Dee Dee was there. And just so you guys know, our Friday night hosts, Dennis Spike of kayakfishing.com and Isaac the Nothing Miller from Yakfish have kind of migrated to Sunday afternoons, they're broadcasting on Sunday, which is at 8 o'clock Pacific time, which is 5 Eastern. So let me see here. Area code 843. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Daryl.
Hey, Daryl. How are you, man?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. Hang on, I got one more caller here. Let me say hey to him.
All right.
Area code 978, you're on the air.
Hey, Chip, it's Greg.
Greg. All right, man. We got Dee Dee Olson and you on the line.
Okay.
Dee Dee, Greg, Dee Dee. Have you guys met? Yeah, you met at the...
Yeah, we met down at Chucktown.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So Dee Dee was calling in to tell us about the Jack's Classic. And Greg, I had lost your phone number, man. I tried to call you earlier to see how it was going.
Yeah.
I called your house.
Oh.
That's the number.
My wife was probably in a good mood, huh?
No, she wasn't. Actually, she didn't answer. I guess nobody was home. I got the answering machine.
Yep.
So, Dee Dee, hang in there, man. Listen, we'll get the report here, a quick report from J-Bay.
Yeah.
So what's going on there, Greg? Greg is our roving reporter on the ground at Jamaica Bay at the tournament, the casting for recovery.
Yeah, well, things are looking pretty good for the weekend. It's the best weather report I think I've ever seen for this tournament, with mid-70s and sunny skies and winds at 10 miles an hour or under.
It's going to be like glass in the morning.
Yeah, old glass for J-Bay, yeah. So, that's looking pretty good. We did just get an awful lot of rain, and it was really dirty out there this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
There were some fish caught by others, not by me. But, it's looking pretty good. It is a little bit slow tonight compared to last year. The parking lot's probably about half full, and the people that are here all seem to have gone out to dinner or something, or gone grocery shopping. The Wolfpack areas, Ghost Town right now, and so people.
There's no Wolfpack there?
No, just walked over there. So we'll keep an eye out for them. I do have Matt Trucks here with me, City of Ash, so I'll pass the phone over to him and let him do a quick report.
All right, cool.
Hey, Trip, Matt Trucks here.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Well, all right.
So what's it look like from your perspective?
Bay's loaded with bluefish, a lot of bluefish.
Yeah?
They're all hanging under the bunker schools, or the schools there. I went out for, I guess, about 3 hours today and ended up landing 5 bluefish. Took
any size to them?
Sorry?
Any size to them?
The one I brought home was 28 inch. That was the biggest one.
28?
And then all the other ones were cocktails. But a couple of guys here, one guy lost one at the kayak. He said it had to be 42 inches.
Wow, that's a big chopper.
Yeah. That's a gator gorilla right there.
I know, right? I mean, for a bluefish. And you know that you catch a fish like that out of a school, the school is about the same size. That's the thing. That's a nice thing about blues. If you get on a small school, you catch a couple, they're all the same size, you go to the next school.
Absolutely.
Because they'll eat their own.
Right. They do.
Yeah.
Guys. Yeah, other than that, not much to report today. We'll see how it goes tomorrow. I haven't heard any stripers caught.
Uh-huh.
Just the bluefish, some on the tubing worm, some on plugs.
Right.
And for me, just on live bunker that I snagged up. That's about it.
And what kind of boat are you fishing this weekend, man?
I'm fishing the Jackson Cuda.
The Cuda. So you and Greg, both Cuda heads there. And
yep.
Typically that's
and
pretty much
like a... the only one, so, except for maybe the guy from Bass Jacks, he might have one up here.
That's like a Hobie-dominated area right there.
Absolutely.
So
I'm staring at probably 50 Hobies right now.
Maybe the water will drop out and they won't be able to use their fins, right? You guys will be all over it.
Right.
This J-Bay is pretty shallow, right? I mean, it's kind of like the lagoon.
It's a bay that's set back with one inlet.
Uh-huh.
Off the ocean, pretty much.
Okay. So, all right. That's right, Nick.
Yeah, it has good tide run. It is a dirty place, though.
It is dirty, huh?
Yeah.
That's what you get with the tides, right?
Yeah, that's it.
So, all right, cool. Well, thanks for the report, man. You guys, hopefully you get into them tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right.
All right. Do you want me to put Greg back on?
Yeah, stick Greg back on.
All right.
All right,
here
man.
He is. Thanks, Jake.
Thanks.
Hey there.
Hey, have you seen Dee?
No. I would not expect too many people here from casting for Recovery. There was a bit of a fallout between the tournament organizers and the charities, and the charities that they are supporting this year is HOW and do you remember what the other charity is?
Take a Kid Fishing.
Wow.
So, you know, there's been a little bit of a shakeup, and, you know, we'll see how it plays out. And,
right.
Haven't been too involved with it and tried to, quite frankly, stay out of it. So
right. Yeah, you're just there for the fishing, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see what happens. But
awesome.
That'll work. So,
how many kayaks, how many entrants do you think they're going to have?
Well, they sent out an email a week or so ago saying they had already 200 entrants.
Already two?
So, 250.
Oh, 250, okay.
We'll see how many show up here and see where it goes, but you know, right now Thursday compared to last year, it's definitely slower here in the campground.
Okay.
But it looks like some people are starting to pull in, and you know, it should be good fishing. The water's a lot warmer. Water's probably 8 degrees warmer than it was last year.
Okay.
And the bass have been here. There's been wheatfish sightings the last couple weeks. There's some promise for good fishing this weekend.
And you and Matt are the only ones in Kudas, right? Everybody else is in a Hobie.
Yeah, there was, you know, I would say we're probably 95% Hobie. There's one other Kuda here I know, Steve from Bass Yaks is, got his motorized Kuda, out here, and you know, there are some ocean kayaks too. You know, they got a pretty good following up here. They're good rough water kayaks, so there's a few of them kicking around.
Cool. All right, man. Well, we'll let you get camp set up and everything. You guys gonna go back out tonight?
I don't think tonight. We'll probably head out a little before the sun comes up and see if we can't scare something up in the early morning light. I believe high tide's at like 5:45 tomorrow morning. So, you know, try to get up early, get out there, get in position before the tide starts falling and fish that outgoing tide.
Awesome.
And then come back. Tournament, I believe, starts at 1 o'clock. So come back for the captain's meeting and start fishing in the afternoon.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the report. We look forward to seeing some pictures and hopefully some big giant fish that you guys catch. And we'll see that on either yakangler.com or your Facebook page.
Yep. They'll be posted there as well as on my blog, yakfish.net.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Very good. Thanks, Chip.
Tight line. See you guys, man. Yep. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye, man. All right, that was our man in the field, Greg Hammerhead Crisp, one of the Kuda reps, along with Matt from City of Ash there, another local. All right, Dee Dee, we're to you, man. Thanks for hanging in
there.
All
right.
So tell us, how was the adventure down in Jacksonville?
Well, I thought it was a great trip. It was a little windy on both days. We got down there like Friday. Dane Davis, or Half Life, he's known as on Yak Angler. He was down there at Sokolowski with us. And he had to go get a fishing license. We didn't realize how hard a Walmart was to find in Jacksonville. But
yeah, there's one about 30 miles west on the 15 there, or the 10, yeah.
Yeah, so we finally found it.
And so we spent most of the day doing that, and then we finally got out on the water to try to do some pre-fishing. Our plan was to try to pre-fish two or three areas, but we only had time to pre-fish one.
And, did you ever screw up driving through town like I did and have to take the ferry across the bay?
No, but we did go across that big bridge the first day about three or four times. That was our favorite bridge.
Yeah.
So we ended up settling on fishing Browns Creek.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of the areas that Brandon had told me about, along with the other two areas was Clapboard Creek or something like that, and then the other was Simpsons Creek. But we ended up settling on Browns Creek. So during the pre-fishing, we ran into quite a few of the people on that Friday that, like Gene from down there from Chokolaski when we were down there. And
right, Gene McElroy.
Yeah. And then there were a few other people that I met for the first time out there on that Friday. And we were going on the water when they were all coming off. And then probably the weirdest catch on that day was Dane had a manatee either float or go by him right next to his kayak and got tangled up in his line. So gave him a little ride on that till the line broke.
Catching a manatee.
Yeah. So that was his exciting thing. And he was really hot on the flounder hit on Friday. He was doing pretty good on the flounders. And then I wasn't getting anything. And then so then we went, got off, and we went to get our hotel and then over to the captain's meeting. And that was kind of interesting. I really thought they drugged that out a little bit too long for a Friday captain's meeting. It seemed like it was 3 hours long or something like that.
I saw some of the pictures. The place was packed.
Oh, yeah. It was, when we got there, it was standing room only for us. It was a lot of people. Sticky Fingers provided hot wings and stuff like that night.
Right.
But when we got there, we missed out on that food. We had fun on the water anyway, and then they gave away, I don't know, I think it was maybe five or six kayaks that Friday night, along with a raffle with some other stuff. And on Friday night, I walked away with a half-day fishing trip with, I can't remember his name.
Rory.
Yeah.
Rory Gregg.
Yeah, with him.
Cool.
So I've got another excuse to go down there now.
Right.
And so that'll be exciting. And then Saturday, the wind picked up when we all got out in the water. It wasn't so bad on Browns Creek early in the day, and then towards 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock somewhere in there, the wind started shifting and getting going pretty good there. Talked to a few other people that evening, and the wind was pretty bad in most of the other areas where they were all fishing. In fact, Brandon told me that they had white caps coming over the bow of their boats where they were at on Clapboard, so I was kind of glad we didn't go out there. I didn't get into any fish until probably towards the end of the day when I hooked into my first red that day. About a 22-incher, and then about 15 minutes later, I got the flounder, but then I couldn't find any trout. So that was my whole experience of it right down there. Other than a lot of paddling, saw a lot of nice areas there on that Browns Creek. Saw what looked like off in the distance, probably some dolphin feeding, because it would look like water fountains going off in the distance.
Yeah,
spraying way up in the sky, probably. I don't know, one spout looked like it was probably 15 feet high or something like that. You know, they were really feeding on something.
They get the
far side of it.
They get to corral in those mullet in those mud flats when the tide gets low, and they'll make a mess.
Yeah. So that was kind of exciting to watch that. Some poor kayaker come out of the creek on that far side, and he was like in the middle of all that. I never did get a chance to find out who that was to really talk to him about his experience on that. Dane managed to get a slam on Saturday there on Browns Creek, but it was all under the limit.
Uh-huh.
They were all small fish, but he still had fun. He's really enjoying the kayak fishing. This is basically his, other than the local trips, this is his second time out of state now, so he's really enjoying it.
Well, he was down in Tucholsky with you, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so now I've got to convince him to buy his own kayak so I don't have to keep hauling an extra for him.
That's right. And then getting down, but, then you guys need to go down and do a goondoggle.
Yeah. We're, in fact, we've talking to one guy down there from Redfish Chuck's area that was
Titusville.
Titusville area. They're talking about the Space Coast Mosquito Lagoon.
Right.
And that that area where it's no motor zone and that.
Mm-hmm.
He had me hooked, so I'm going to have to make a trip down there maybe. So.
Right. And if everything works out, too, we need to meet up. And did you get to meet any of the folks from Panama City, Linda Cavett and them? They were all down there.
No, I didn't run into them.
Yeah. I saw some pictures. Their boats were covered in mud. They got into the mud big time, so I don't know where they were at. But their boats were just muddy.
Wow.
But Panama City for some red snapper here in the next month.
Yeah, I saw your post on that, and I'm kind of hoping that if you pick the right weekend that I can maybe make it down for that. So.
Well, we'll have to compare calendars and see what we can do on that, because that's a good fishery right there. So anyways, how did you do? Did you get on the board? Were you on the board at all for the tournament? Or
No. I didn't make the top 10 in any of the categories. If I probably would have had the minimum trout, I probably could have made the top 15.
Right.
But like I said, I couldn't get a trout. On the red category, the smallest that they had, just for people checking in, 54 of those reds are the smallest, was 27.5 inches, and the biggest is 34. And mine was only 22, so I was like 5 inches away.
Right.
On there. And then the flounders, the biggest was 22, and smallest was like 20 in the top 10, and mine was just short of 17 inches. So.
Well, you caught fish.
I caught fish. And what was really interesting was the three people that caught the largest trout, reds, or flounder, some of them did make it into the slam area, but the fish that were in the slam were all pretty much consistently between 25 to 19 inches. It didn't matter what the species was. So.
Really?
Yeah. So the first, there was not a repeat winner between the three big species fish and the number one angler.
Huh.
For the slam.
So somebody
won. Which I found kind of interesting.
Different winner for each one of the categories, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So the slam was probably, what, about 60 inches of fish?
Yeah, 62. So almost 63 inches.
Yeah.
And the smallest slam was just over 56 inches.
That's not bad. On a good day, though, like down at the DOA tournament, they were saying that you would need about 100 inches to win with a slam down there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That scared me. I was glad I was winning a raffle.
Yeah.
But so you saw Jean. Did you see Jean?
Yeah.
Did you see her measuring board?
No.
Oh, she's got a really trick set up there. She's got her measuring board set up, and it's on a track system in the front of her kayak there. So it's at an angle.
Okay.
So and she's got a little holder for her ID, you know, and puts the fish right up there in front of her. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's across the gunnels in front of her. She's a ocean kayak pro, so.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like you had a good time, man.
We did. We had a great time. I guess my next big adventure will be the Charleston IFA thing here in Chucktown, the 5th of June or something like that.
Right.
It is.
If I can make it, I'm going to come over there and fish that.
Well, you're more than welcome to stay at the house.
I appreciate it. Yeah. I think if the following week, the 10th, the clone is going over to Huntsville to do the space camp for a week, or the aviation camp that they got over there. So maybe that previous weekend, me and the clone can run up there for the tournament, because the kayak portion is on Sunday, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, see, so that would be pretty good. And he's out of school next Friday, so we might be able to work that out, get over there, get him in the junior category. It's been a while since he fished the tournament, so we'll appreciate the call in, man, and the update and heads up on what happened at Jack's. Sound like you had fun. Yeah. Hopefully we can hook up and get some fishing done.
Oh, yeah, I'd like that, too. Yeah.
And so, are you going to make it to the boondoggle?
We're on the books for it.
All right, man, that's awesome.
And we have a cabin up there already. So.
Yep, we do too.
Just getting waiting for closer to that part. Oh, I know the biggest big adventure coming up will be July 14th. I've got a young captain out here in Charleston that he's seriously looking at now doing motherships for kayakers.
Oh, yeah.
Out to the wrecks for filling in his calendar book when he doesn't have any guide service going on.
Uh-huh.
And so he's July 14th, he's going to take his first group out, and there will be myself and Half-Life, Robert, the cook from the Tokolowski trip.
Right.
And LGB, we're going out 20, 30 miles out into the ocean with this guy, and we're going to try kayaking out there.
All right. Well,
and if he finds out that it's doable, he's going to probably start opening up and advertising for that. And it's he'll take a minimum of two at $200, and that's a break even for him. Well, that's $200 a piece. And then he can take up to four on his boat, tying the kayaks on the bow so that'll be an $800 trip. But then he starts making money. But sounds like he'll be willing to just, if there were two people, just take him out for $400, and he'll sit out there and babysit you. And
that's a long trip.
Yeah.
So
that'll be the next adventure. I've got him, he's got two GoPro cameras. He's going to be running those, and we're going to try to get a few on all the boats out there and see what we can get together on that.
That'll be cool, man.
Yeah.
You should be in snapper season then too, right?
He thinks that, maybe some amberjack, you know, out that way. he might even look for a weed line, he said, and for some mahi-mahi. He's trying to make this up pretty good trip for the first guys going out on it. So,
well, if you get hooked up into it, remember to take some Motrin before you go, because if you get hooked up with some reef donkeys, man, you're going to be sore.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I look forward to hearing the report on that trip.
Yeah, we'll make sure we call in and give a report on that one.
All right, Daryl. That's about all we got time for tonight, man. I appreciate you calling in.
No problem.
You take care, man. Tight lines to you.
Yeah. Same to you. Bye.
All right, Daryl. Good night.
Bye.
Well, folks, that was it. You heard the reports from Daryl there from the Jack's Classic. That was a weekend ago. And then this weekend is the J-Bay tournament. And make sure you check those out. No drama at the boondoggles. We'll be there 5 to 8 October. That's coming up. If you're in the Virginia Beach area, check out the Lozier's First Landing kayak fishing site there. They've got an event they're going to be at this weekend. Go see them. They may not have any stickers, but I'm putting some in the mail for y'all this weekend. So, and that's it for tonight. Appreciate you showing up, and we'll see you next weekend. Tight lines, take a kid fishing. Check out yakangler.com, and it'll be Dennis, Spike, and Ike to Nothing Miller on Sunday afternoon, and then we'll kick the week off with Chuck, and we'll see you next week. You guys take care. Till next time. Where's my out? I missed it. There we go. All right, good night.